Returning back inside the GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie, continuing your Sault Video TV pregame show. Sault Video TV, the store that service built. Jerry Liscombe Jr. here. Opening night 2024-25. Coach's comments alongside Greyhounds head coach John Dean. And Deaner, it's been 157 days since you and I sat here and spoke on air. Tell us a little bit. Did this offseason feel any different than the ones past?
Yeah, I think so. I can still feel the energy of Sault Ste. Marie. I can still feel the exact emotions of Game 7 and losing. And somehow I still feel like, you know, it's a season where we learned a ton and we obviously are excited about, you know, I think it was a great year last year, but something stings a little bit, Jerry, for sure. You know, we're ready for some vengeance here.
Four preseason games now in the books following a training camp. Short time frame, pretty much a month. Is there anything that stood out, though, from those games, from your perspective, leading into tonight?
The exhibition games? Yeah, we're youthful right now. We're making some youthful mistakes, in my opinion. We look a little bit disconnected. We've had to scale it back a bit and try to really master particular entities of the game before we move on to anything more complex. I think, you know, having the success we did at NHL camps, it's made it difficult to have some really good role models and examples to show some of our newer players, you know, what it's like to be a Greyhound. But at the same time, I've seen some good progress over the week. And we're excited about the direction we're heading in. The one thing that's, you know, entirely in our control is compete, you know, work ethic, mindset, mentality, value-based hockey that the Sioux faithful have, you know, grown to love last year. And that's something that I think that we'll deliver here tonight.
As youthful as this team is, Deaner, let me ask you, it's in that month. Is there something that you've been able to learn about this group in that short period of time so quickly, maybe that stands out? We always talk about the big picture and the whole package. What have you maybe, can you say you've learned about this group in this short period?
I think for the most part, we don't have, you know, really the quit button inside of us. I think we've learned that. I thought we've pushed significantly in third periods to make sure that we maintain, you know, a level of competitiveness and also a potential and opportunity to win a hockey game. And I think we've done that, and then it looks like we're having a difficult time getting over that second hurdle where you push and then maybe something poor happens against you, a mistake against, and we don't recover. We need to believe in our 60 minutes that over the course of 60 we're going to get enough opportunities to win a hockey game. I think that's where we need to get to. It's close. It's not there yet, Jer.
With 10 new faces in that dressing room on our current roster of 24, for you, has there been some surprises?
Oh, man, there's been some really good, pleasant surprises. Carson Andrew's intelligent quotient is off the charts. Style of play, care factor. Brady Smith, care factor, intelligence as well, ability to learn systems, you know, off the charts. I think a couple of those guys, like, you know, right off the top of my head, stand out. Yeah, you never know what you're getting, really, right? You have high hopes for everybody, and I think those two guys in particular stand out. And I think we have a young decor. It's a lot more difficult to put your stamp on your game as a defenseman in this league. It's very difficult to be a first-year D-man. But I see some D-men that are steadily improving. You know, Gilly, Sully, Holub. I think that exhibition a month was very important for them. And they're going to be good players, but they're going to need to demand a lot of themselves here in the next couple weeks.
I'm going to step away from the players for a second. Speaking of new faces, joining yourself and Brendan Taylor on the bench, assistant coach Daniel Nikandroff. Haven't had an opportunity to talk to you. Maybe tell the fans a little bit about this trio now and what that newest coach brings to this coaching staff.
Well, Daniel's dialed. hockey is his passion. This is not a paycheck for him. This is something that he wants to do for the rest of his life. And I just think he's brought, you know, a different perspective. He's very intelligent. He's refined in his details. So he sees little details that others might not see in the staff and others might not see in general. So he's able to give those cues to our players, give them small advantages in developing their game, which, you know, I think is critical. You know, as the head coach, I like to pull the strings and give the overall structure and system. And I think Danny's just done an exceptional job of the nuances and the little details that players might need to do to be successful inside what we're trying to achieve. Highly intelligent as a hockey guy, but also just as a human being, very well read, very well versed. So what that has resulted in is a guy that communicates very well, which at this level, any level, is probably the most critical part of teaching. But especially with youth, if you're a good communicator, you're clear, you're concise. He's got a really good hold on hockey language, but also just, you know, how to deliver in a succinct way. So I think he's going to be fantastic. He's intense, but at the same time knows how to have fun. So it's going to be great. I think the marriage of the three of us obviously tells, you know, how I feel about him. So it's going
to
be great.
John, back to the players. In a recent article with Pete on SooGrounds.com, a quote from you said, "We have a lot of guys that don't realize are as good as they are. They're sneaky good." How do you elevate them to realize that, or push them to realize what you're trying to say?
I think you just continue to show them proof. You know, what you tell players every day is a big part of it, and letting them know how you feel, showing them proof. Video now is so advanced that, you know, at the touch of a finger, I can pull up clips of guys doing things very successful. We need to maintain a positive mindset inside the coaching staff, and make sure that guys know when they're doing a good job. There's an old saying in coaching, like, catch them doing it right. And I think there's some guys in our team, like Caden Cardall is such a great example, as you know. Spencer Evans is another great example that I don't think they realize how good they are. Christopher Brown, I don't think he realizes how good he is. And these are guys that we just need to continuously push to let them know that, you know, how much we believe in them. It's also up to them to believe in themselves. You know, you can only instill so much confidence. It's also they have to believe in what they're doing. And I think we have a group that believes we're sneaky good.
Two more on the player side, then we'll move on. And want to ask you, no surprise in the chemistry and expectations. Brady Martin, Travis Hayes, both going into year two. Just put into words what the fans are going to see this year, and how excited are you to see these guys now with 68 games and a playoff run last year under their belt, moving now here into the second season?
Well, I'll start with, like, the kids, like, you know, we called them the kids last year, and we're treating them like they're 20 this year, because that's how far along they've already gotten over the summer and their 68 games. You know, first and foremost, I think their approach to their craft has improved significantly. I think the toughest thing for young guys is learning how to practice and compete in a deliberate, intentional manner. And last year, I thought they both, I don't want to say struggled, but both at times didn't know what that might look like. And they had a great leadership group to show them. And now I find myself consistently using them as an example as to, you know, how you're supposed to practice deliberately with purpose. And that's going to take those two guys a long way, because they're both so exceptionally skilled, and they're both pretty intense hockey players. But what to expect? You know, Rafty's given us two power forwards with skill. These guys are fearless. Like, I'm talking fearless. They want to finish hits. They want to intimidate with their body. And then they're relentless to go get the puck, and when they get it, highly skilled, highly engaging. You know, you're going to see, I think, some fan favorite goals and exciting plays from both those guys. But I think the Sioux Faithful are going to love them so much, because when you have skill guys that finish hits and play with hard skill, you know, getting through guys' hands and being tough on pucks and tough to play against, that's super exciting for what we have here going on in the future.
Speaking of two, last one on the players, two veteran netminders away, Charlie Schenkel, Detroit pick Landon Miller. A lot of chatter about that situation and the strength between the pipes. Just talk about starting the year with those two and the value they bring in the crease.
Yeah, it should be a source of strength for us. You know, my guess is, like I said, we have a youthful team and a youthful decor. Specifically in the back end, you know, we're going to rely on those guys to calm us down and give us an opportunity to catch our breath and get our game and feel good about the direction we're heading in. So my expectation is those guys might steal some games for us, but more importantly, they're going to let us establish establish our identity, because when we do make mistakes, which we're going to encourage early on in the season, we feel like we have the best tandem in the league to cover up for those mistakes and make us look better than we are maybe at the moment. So excited about both. Excited about the compete for both those guys, because make no mistake, this is not easy for them either. I think they're friends, and they have a very healthy competition. But for those guys, they're going to have to navigate a new challenge of competing day in, day out for who's going to be between the pipes. But as a coaching staff and a team, we're super excited about that.
Tonight, game one, first step of this journey this season for yourself. What's objective number one you want to see here tonight?
I'm still hesitant to say that we've established an identity. I'm so excited about our leadership group, because I thought the guys who are returning are mainly the guys that established, you know, our style of play last season. But I don't feel like we saw it consistently in exhibition. Like, I just want Sioux fans to watch a team that is extremely hard to play against, is continuously getting above pucks. We're winning our 50-50 battles. We're really, you know, tough defenders in our own zone. Like, that's our foundation. And when you have a foundation like that, and you have, you know, we call it the floor. If that's your floor that you can expect every day, then we can work on pushing that ceiling higher and higher and higher as we go. So we want to establish our floor here tonight. Like, what's the guarantee we can bring Sioux fans? And I think compete, effort, 50-50 above pucks, that's going to give us a chance to win every single night, and that's what I want to see.
Well, game one tonight, Greyhounds and Saginaw Spirit. John, as always, great to be back at it and back talking alongside you. Good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Jerry.